ओम शांति। ऑल ऑफ अस बी केज नो दैट देर इज नो सच थिंग एज सैक्रिफाइस इन अवर ज्ञान लाइफ। There are only choices. You give up something, you get better. What you think is better. So I have not made any sacrifice in coming here and missing something. I think you have to meet all the brothers and sisters from so many countries at one place is a big fortune for me, rather than participating in some function of a hospital. You will all agree that the Baba's Gyan is not for meant for more hospitals, but for a world where there will be no hospitals. You see, so Baba says, which is better? A world with no hospitals, no sickness, no ailment, or world with more hospitals, super specialty hospitals and so on? And Baba has already told us that such times are coming that lots and lots of souls will not be able to be hospitalized. Even the hospitals will disappear, either hospitals or doctors. So this is the future we know. So the choice was to meet so many brothers and sisters or to attend a formal ceremony. So I decided to be here with you. Now, we are talking here of simplicity, simple life, easy yoga, easy jnana, easy life. It's a very nice subject because originally, everything is simple. Everything is simple and complete. Only we make it complicated. For example, we take out butter from milk and then separately take separated milk and butter. I don't know what is the advantage of that. Why not allow that butter to remain in the milk and drink it straight away? So this is what we do. So if we talk of simple, this simple is such a natural word, we always say pure and simple. Pure and simple. So simple is pure. And you know the foundation of everything is purity. Simple is natural. Because the nature, we call it, in India we call it Mother Nature. Nature provides everything to us. Our bodies, are the gift of nature, and beautiful organs of the body, the eyes, ears, tongue to taste and speak, then fragrance intake, everything is provided by nature. Others who meddled with it, they have come much later. Doctor, this, that, physiotherapist, and so on. When we were natural and simple, we never went for a morning walk or jogging or workout. Do you think Lakshmi Narayan ever had a morning walk or something to digest their food? No. Natural. And nature provided us everything free, no money. It provided us land to stand on. It provided us with flowers, fruits, trees, animals, birds, all sights and scents. No single day you have the same design in the sky throughout the 5,000 years. Such beautiful nature, so that we are not bored at all. No charges for water, no charges for fruit, no charges for milk, nothing. And who has made it so complex and complicated? Not nature. Birds can move from one country to another without any visa or passport. They can sit anywhere. And here humans, you know, you are frisked as if we are cheats or thieves or smugglers. So that is a great disrespect to the human dignity. But we are used to this process. So, simple is closest to nature. It means nature, natural. Simple is pure. Simple is natural, and simple is transparent. It is clean and clear. There is no difference between inside and outside. The thought, the words, the actions, they are same, similar. There is not that I am thinking something and speaking something. Inside I am crying, outside I am smiling, nothing like that. Simple. This is simple. Then you see the advantage of simplicity is a simple person naturally is protected against all harmful influences, naturally. He doesn't have to carry a guard with guns and things like that, seek protection, have alarm systems and systems for opening of doors and looking for people. He avoids everything. Why? Because the conduct of a simple person is naturally benevolent, and beneficial to all people. A simple one does not have any burdens to carry, nothing to carry over. It has no burdens, and in Dadi Janki's words, no barriers, no blockages. Because nothing will be adverse to the simple person, that person will be so natural. If you go along with the tide, you are so natural, you will not have anybody trying to obstruct you, trying to have jealousy with you, or trying to come in your way. you natural, and everybody will be like, you know, the song was in Hindi, Sangeet and Sangeet. Geet means song, Sangeet means music. Accompanying the song is music. So here also yoga and sahayoga. Yoga accompanied by natural good conduct behavior. How it comes? A simple person will naturally, without any effort, without any thinking, do the right thing. Not only the right thing, but also at the right time and at the right place, in the right manner. These are the ingredients required for unobstructed, clear and clean way of living. This is what Baba is teaching us in a natural way, our daily routine, daily system. Look at nature. What happens in nature is everything happens in the right manner. A tree may be standing in your compound. It will be just standing. But when its season comes, you will find it will start giving flower, fruit, everything. And after the season is over, it will again keep standing for rest of the year. You can predict the sunrise and sunset. There are books available after 500 years, what will be the time of sunrise and sunset. So nature, but that also unpolluted, pure nature. So human nature and this nature, they are very complementary to each other. We all know our intake is oxygen, their intake is carbon dioxide. So there is like a link. So a simple person will have naturally the virtues of love, peace. All the virtues, we can call it sarva gun sampan, having all the divine qualities naturally. Not a simple person has to acquire. So such is the beauty of the simple person. And because the simple person acts good, so it naturally helps others and they give the blessings to that simple person. So accumulates what the stock of good fortune and good actions and the blessings. A simple person is naturally balanced, won't eat more than what is required, won't eat less than what is required. There will be a natural clock. Even compared to the grown-ups, a child is simple, although Kali Yuga child, but to take an example, a child won't eat or drink more than what is required. If you try to force on the child will throw away the cup. Even animals don't do that, but humans, if we have meddled with our foods and habits and tastes and timing, there are fast foods and spices, so many things, you know. So there, this thing is disturbed. So this natural faculty makes the simple person naturally blissful. And when you are what you will pass on. So when you come in contact with a simple person, first of all, the first impression you get it, you have trust that this person has nothing to take away from me. You know that this person is not a getter. And naturally you will feel he is giving you. He is giving you joy, what he has got. He is giving you happiness. He is exuding love. So this is the type of a simple person. and you will find him naturally equanimous. You know, the simple person will not feel that night has come, night is bad, day has come, it is good, or no distinction, if it is hot. The nature will obey the simple person. It will never be too hot for him, never be too cold for him, and nothing will be sort of extremist in that. Naturally, he will be equanimous, as we say in victory and defeat and gain and loss and respect and naturally, he will not have to face this. And then he will be naturally magnanimous also, large-hearted, because he has enough and he is so contented and satisfied, he doesn't seek anything. He becomes a giver. So this is the beauty of simple person. And originally everything is simple. Then it becomes compounded. Then it becomes complex. Then it becomes confounded and confused. So today, from simple, what we have become? Most complex, everything. There is no simple thing left. One has to look for any simple thing in this complex world. Nothing. Earlier people were naturally healthy because they observe naturally. A simple person will naturally observe all the natural laws, all the spiritual laws, because simple person is spiritual. Basically, he uses the physical things and material things naturally as per requirement. So everything is pure, natural and virtuous for a simple person. Even today, if there is a simple person in an area and some people are fighting and quarreling, they will say, spare him, please. Our quarrel is not meant for him. He will say, you please go back. They will not harm that simple person simply because he is so simple. There is natural innocence, so like that. Just as when some cruelty comes, they say, leave the children. Now even that level has crossed. But still, leave the children, they are innocent. So simple person is innocent in that sense. Innocence is a bliss. He is so blissful. So avoid so many, you know, personality clashes and egos and all those things which make life complex. So what Baba is doing is making us to return to our original natural simplicity, have natural life, and our nature has today become so perverted that we like the opposite of what is simple. If something is simple, so simple, people will be surprised and they will say, this is not for us. They want something complex, more complicated, because it suits them. For example, silence. Okay. Everybody will say, we want silence. Silence is peace. Silence gives us harmony, makes us relaxed. Okay. You get a gathering of people, make them sit. Just sit on the stage and be silent. What will happen? After 1 minute, they will start feeling disturbed. Why this person is not speaking? They will start mentally feeling disturbed. They will start getting thoughts, different types of thoughts. why this person is not speaking? Even children will create noise and all that. As soon as you start speaking, they will be comfortable. So they are seeking silence, but they are unable to remain in silence. You put something on the screen, even the crying children, they will become alert. The nature has become such. You give pure milk, a cup of pure milk to a child, he will say no. You put some Bournvita or Horlicks or chocolate, he will say yes. And still better, if you give him a Coca-Cola, he will say this is much better. So now, what was not right for us has become the usual, and what was right for us is absence, conspicuous by its absence. So we as BKs have been given the third eye to see through and find why there is complexity. First we started the wheat flour, we started to make fines of that and started making bread out of that. Then we thought, no, we should, these fines of wheat are, this is not difficult to digest. So now we have a wheat, normal wheat grain bread. Then there is multi-grain biscuits and so on and so forth. What is all this? And our body requires so many supplements, multivitamin, A, vitamin, Z, vitamin, I don't know. Everything. When we were normal and healthy, the food was our medicine. No medicine was needed. Naturally, nature provided us particular types of foods for particular seasons, and we took that. But today a rich person will not take anything of the season because it is cheap and inexpensive. He will want something which is off-season, which has been brought from seven seas across, kept in refrigerator, doesn't suit that temperature and temperament, and he will be always sick and feel happy that he has money enough to be admitted in the best of hospitals. Like that is the system going on. So you will find everything. Earlier the doctor, after that also, a change of food only was the medicine. Say if you have feeling cold inside, they will give you some such food that balances that. Even still, sometime before today, people will see your face and tell you, please get yourself checked for jaundice or TB, something is wrong. They just face, they will see. Or they will feel your pulse and give you the medicine. And today, no doctor dares to give you medicine. He wants all your blood, this, whatever liquids are to be tested. And then he will, very frighteningly, he will give you a medicine. Even for your eye, there are 120 types of eye lotions, you can imagine. There are more medicines in the chemist shop than all the intestine nerves in our body. So this is the complexity and that is the simplicity. Do we want to live that simple, easy life? No animals will go to an eye surgeon or this and that or for kidney, unless they are pets. All wild animals, they don't require any medication. But you make them a pet and he gets human habits, he will have kidney trouble, everything. This is the life of today. So we will find that what is called purity, purity has a wide definition. Of course, the first purity is that from a soul conscious, dignified, pure being, we get into body consciousness, get into gross actions, which is called lust. But beyond that, there are so many types of impurity, what Baba says, attachment. Now, attachment is a sweet poison. It is very attractive. Achha. What happens is that it makes you a free bird is cage. It makes you slave to your attachment. And if you go to deep extremes, sometime it can take away your life. There may be a fire in the house. I come out safe. Suddenly I feel that my pet dog is inside. I must bring him back. The dog is chained. I go inside. I am killed. So you will, many instances are there. Somebody has a jewelry or diamond, whatever. So this is the thing. So Baba says, if you want to be free, independent and master of your own life, so only a simple person, looks simple, but is independent, free of dependencies, free of biases, prejudices, leanings, all those things. So therefore, the best life is a simple life. Simple living, they say, and today high living and complex thinking. Because even today they have started tea as high tea. I don't know why they have started calling it. So therefore, it is our choice. So Baba says, revert to nature. Nature will serve you. It will never go out of control. There will be never thunder showers or floods. There will be never droughts, never extreme seasons. You are shivering or you are perspiring. This is golden age. So, if you want to see simple people, the whole society, not one or two, Baba says, see your golden age. Simplicity is not renunciation, it is royalty. A simple person is so royal inside. It will be so satisfied and contented, over-fulfilled, that it, what is royalty? Royalty is you don't have to seek, look for, search, try to get something. This is royalty. So simple person is royal, and at the proper time, this simplicity is translated into royalty in the golden age. The deities have best of wisdom, intellect. Today we have defective intellect. We have intellect, but it misleads us. My intellect is misleading me, just imagine. What to think of other people's intellect? And then it will, Baba says, there are no ministers in the golden age, no advisors, because the intellect is complete. And in the deity world, nobody uses intellect. Although it is complete, it is wisdom. Do you think Lakshmi Narayan has to think before speaking or look before leaping and so on and so on? No. It naturally is happening, naturally. So, see, all human intervention, interference, meddling, tinkering, all those things have only spoiled the soup. Today, there are so many advices, hundreds of books are written on the mind. Mind-boggling, but if you simply use your mind naturally, you don't require to read any. Baba says there are no books in the golden age. Because all minds are naturally functioning in the proper way. A police officer is having a pistol here. That is his part of his uniform and duty. But who is the best police officer? Who takes out pistol at every occasion and starts shooting, or who never uses the pistol at all? Who do you think is the more powerful police officer? He doesn't require to use. Similarly, the deities have perfect intellect, wisdom, but they don't require to use it. Why? Because intellect is only used when you are confused. When you use your intellect, when you are in doubt, this or that, this or that. So if you are not confused at all, why will you use your intellect? So there is no confusion in the golden age. So intellect is there. It is, its vibrations are enough for a human being to, for a deity to behave normally. So therefore, who is a rich person? A rich person is who spends or who opens his purse only to add more money. Who is a rich person? So you don't have to spend any energy in the golden age. That is why you are enjoying very little unnoticed. Little bit is consumed, but that is very little. Over half the cycle, we just lose only 2 degrees. So this is the choice. So Baba says, you are lucky children. You are children who are fully replenished and fully recharged. And so much that once we are fully charged, we are left at the top of the cycle. And no further energy coming, we are able to survive up to today. Even today, with simple knowledge, the BKs are so powerful. You know, you have all experienced that what people of the world call problems or situations, for us it is a play thing. We just laugh, why this person is getting so much confused? Because problems are always complicated and complex, solutions are simple. So when you are on the side of the solution, where is the question of problem? So Baba says, we are all problem solvers because we have got the spiritual technical know-how about the past, present, future of a situation. Why this is this, we know. But we don't say why. Because we know to put full stop. A simple person carries no burden, nothing forward, so he is in a position to put full stop. Like cash transaction. If you pay cash and get the thing, it's over. But if you open an account, credit transaction, then that person has to keep account. The burden is there. The simple person is never burdened. He forgets the past. He doesn't waste time on the future. No wastage of thoughts or time even for the present, because he believes in 3 points. I am a point. My source is also a point. And this drama is also just a point. You can reduce it in a second to a point. You can expand it as much as you like. And go about thinking, and when it comes to doing, you are tired. There is a syndrome called T-A-T-T, TAT. TAT means tired all the time. You will find people, they are tired all the time. Why? Because thinking. So, if you want to check my health, spiritual health, you have to see how much you are thinking. No thinking, better health. Because everything is designed for us and we just pass through those things knowing this is this, this is that. These are only side scenes of a journey. Enjoy every scene rather than why this, why that, why this to him, why more thinking is done about thinking about others. If I am lying in an eye hospital, there are other patients also. The doctor comes and puts green drops in the eye of my neighbor patient and wants to put red drops in my eye. Should I accept that and say, Doctor, why not green which you have put on him? This is our situation. So, to be the masters of nature, because a soul is not meant to remain as a soul. Soul is like a seed, and a seed is meant to be sown, and it is meant to sprout, it is meant to flourish, meant to give leaves, flowers, fruit, etc. And then after playing its role, again become seed. This is the process. Now, what a sannyasi does? A sannyasi does not want to enter the process. He also has simplicity in his mind. But he tries to make things simple by renouncing them. Renouncing relationships, renouncing active life, renouncing the family, renouncing all that is there in the world. It is like throwing the baby with the bath water. So they think that they even don't have any purpose of life. They want to go back to the seed stage. We also will be in seed stage again, but we have to through the process that we pass through all these stages. Even a tree was seed, it will become seed, but it has a process and forward moving process. Even eternity is forward moving. If you look at it, eternity is forward moving. There is always a question, hen first or egg first? Okay, what is the answer? As per Gyan, can you think of an answer to this eternal question, hen first or egg first? Now see, if you remain in this consciousness that eternity moves forward. Now it is evening, okay? After this will be night, there is no doubt about it, and after that it will be the day. But it will be the next day. If I want this evening to become the previous day, it is not possible. So when it is egg, it is going to be hen. And when it is hen, it is going to be egg. Simple. So if you look at this forward looking, all the BKs are forward looking. Baba says all your knowledge is meant for golden age. All your inheritance, I keep it reserved for proper time so that it is not wasted here, golden age. All people of the world are doing the reverse. They want that there should be, this old world should become new. This very world, they all are talking of peace, unity, happiness, values, but in this old world, as if you are trying to make an old person a young boy. Is it possible? Yes, old person can become a young boy, but by moving forward, that he will have full age and then he will die, become a child and become a young boy. You can't make him the last young boy. This is the problem with today's world. So therefore, if you look at this angle, what the sannyasi is trying to do, first of all, he is trying to shed and to renounce what is available to him. Throwing away your blessings. Your body is a great blessing. Without body you can't even be happy, you can't even be peaceful, you can't even enjoy. It's a great blessing. There is nothing wrong with the body. There is nothing wrong with your house. There is nothing wrong with your fruits. Only something has got into those things, which is spoiling it, like a virus. So nothing wrong with any your money. But something has gone into it. Say there is a greed, there is attachment, and there is ego, all those things. That is the cause of trouble. So instead of removing that, the sannyasi wants let me not get into the world, let me not get into life, let me renounce this. This is not the way, because renunciation lies in your mind, not in your physical things. I have seen many people of high status who will be having a very shabby appearance. They will not care for your dress, they will have broken shoes and all. They think that they have no ego. But if you test them, they have the ego of having no ego. There was a judge of Supreme Court of India, very famous, connected with Brahma Kumaris. Once he sat on the stage with a sannyasi, a religious person. Now the religious people have different type of speaking. They want to go on talking. They want large audience. And this person, a judge, he is very discriminative, he is very brief. He was feeling irritated. Why they have brought this sannyasi on the stage and made to sit with me? Now this is not simplicity. You have to be natural in all conditions. So therefore in BKs also we find there are two extremes. Baba says, simple one will never go to any extreme. That is a sign. In this world they call it moderation, moderate. But simple thing is simple. If I become lonely, what the sannyasi does? He has no relationships, but he lives in this world. No man is an island. He has to live in this world. So what this sannyasi will do? He will renounce one type of relationships and get into another type of group of sannyasis or whatever he has to live. Similarly, food. So he will avoid all type of food, and then he will have his own type of food. That's all. And he will think, I have no taste in food. I want to take my food without taste. So he is all doing all those artificial things which are not required. In Kaljuga we know that all fruits are also Kaljugi. This we should keep in mind. If somebody is giving up his practices of Jnana, Yoga, Dharana, Seva and thinks that health is very important, he is not going to gain health at all. Because our health is connected with our karmic account. A simple person has an accumulated account of good karma. He is balanced. Here the BKs, someone will be more in Jnana. Someone will be always meditating, silent, don't want to be disturbed even by talking. Someone will say, I have to do service only, Baba said. So this is also imbalance. Similarly, in our dress, in our food habits, in our meeting and mixing, we have to have balance. Only then you can really enjoy that level of simplicity. Here certain Baba says it is Brahman culture. All our cultures are gone because they were specified. In a simple one is holistic also. There is no speciality about a simple person. If you specialize in one thing, there is every likelihood of your becoming lopsided in other things. So we have to have complete balance. We may be slow, like a tortoise, but we should be steady. Not like a hare who jumps and then sleeps. So to be a specialist or to be called a specialist, I am a good dancer. Beware. Unless you do it as an instrument, you will be in trouble. I am a good singer. Any speciality of ours can become a weakness. I am a moneyed person. This is a speciality, but you have to use it with great caution. Maybe sometime I may start thinking, I contribute more to Baba's yoga. No, I am only shedding off my burden of weight. Because if I don't shed it, my money itself may become a source of trouble for me. So Balancing means what? This whole nature is balanced. How much food you can eat, how much you can ingest and digest. If you try, you have money to eat food or it is freely available, but then it will cause you harm. So this is the thing. So, but it has to be in an easy way, not like that. Today someone was talking to me about milk. Milk and milk products. Now, in this world, there are variety of people who, for reasons, their own motives, reasons or this thing, they guide you differently. So, they will say, only human beings keep on taking milk until they are in the grave. And no other species, like, you know, birds, animals, this and that, only their little ones will take milk, and after that they will not take milk all their life. So we start comparing ourselves with the lower species. That's why there is a word around called animal instinct. Now, are we humans? We have to have divine instincts or animal instincts, try to follow the animals. Now, if you compare a calf is born, and after a few minutes, it stands on all its four. It is able to take milk also. A human child is born. Can a human child do like that? They stand on its feet and be a no. Human child require lot of tending, caring in mother's lap and all that, fondling. Human child grows not by food or milk, it is by fondling. You just throw in the air, it laughs and it grows. So human being has absolutely different. It is made by God in his own image, and we are comparing it with animals. Then some say milk is white blood. To take milk is very bad. Of course, today, if you see how the milching takes place in many countries, they have machines and they just cruelly milk the animals. Even they keep on milching till the blood comes out. That is cruelty. Cruelty is taking place with human being, with everyone today. Because this is a cruel world. But normally, you will find a cow produces how much milk and how much a calf can take. Not that human beings are taking away the milk of the cow, which was meant to be for the calf, but it's natural. When someone said, there was an Indian minister, he increased the tax. He was a finance minister. But for some requirement, they had to do something, build bridges, he raised the tax. Somebody said in the parliament, your requirement is this much, but you have raised the tax which will bring this much. He said, if you have to draw water out of a well, you have to take it in a bucket, even if you may require a glass of water. That was the logic he gave. What I mean to say is, there is many times of everything, just for only one thing to be used. You take the lions and the goats. Now lions eat the goats. Still today, goats are aplenty, but lions have become a scarce species, endangered species. You have to preserve them. What does it show? That ultimately the natural way is kindness. And cruelty is only might is right. So might is not right, we know. Then some people say right is right. Baba says no, right is might. If we look the deities, they just do the right thing and everything goes on rightly. And if I do a little wrong, little, it has got ripple effect. So like that it is. So we have not to be sannyasis. Because sannyasis renounce limited, and ultimately we have to see our mind. What Baba is telling this today also is in the Murli, that mind has to be eliminated of all things and made simple. It should function simply by instinct. You will find all animals function by instinct. You can forecast their behavior. Only human being is so complex, has become so complex and so complicated that you don't know. And everybody distrusts everybody. And today, one starts distrusting himself. Your intellect is our greatest enemy. Baba says you do this, intellect will say, think. You can't do. It is very difficult. See, Baba is saying do this. And when someone says do this, gives you the power also to do that, naturally. If I tell a person to buy a car for me, I will also give him the money to buy the car. If somebody wants a carpenter to do something, he will give him the tools also. And Baba wants us to do something, give up something bad. Baba gives us power, but the intellect, Baba's intellect is Srimat, perfect intellect. But our intellect, which is rusted and which has become very weak, guides us otherwise. No, no, no. Don't promise, it will be a lie if you promise. It will go to that extent. You promised last time also, you failed. Please see, be honest to yourself. Don't commit to, and this is how our intellect is guiding us. So, confusion means use of intellect. So let us not be confused. Take Baba's word as it is. Because once, twice, 100 times we have seen it is Baba who is doing the transformation. So now why should I next time again doubt whether it is Baba or not, whether Baba is seeing? It is the intellect interfering. So Baba says, man mana bhav. Baba has never said, connect your intellect with me. Mind, because here in your thoughts, whatever is in our thoughts, thoughts are weak, thoughts are strong, thoughts are negative, or whatever. So that is the point where we should become simple. Simple means natural. Natural means pure. Okay? Om Shanti.